Barnesne.
Hello, everybody. Oh my god, how does it go? Wait. Dum dum dum. Oh my god, why have I forgotten the Glee theme tune? Do 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 Oh my god, guys, we are doing a long awaited episode. This is one that I've wanted to do since I bloody started, and we all know this. I thought I would save it because I just big fat wanted to, and I feel as though it is the right time to do it, and we all know what it is. Oh, I cannot tell you. I can't tell you how much I love this show, and I know, and big fat know, that it is notoriously bad, but I'm going to get to that. Okay, right, so I firstly want to say, I think Glee came out in 2009, so I would have been 10 years old, and I remember watching the advert for it. It was on, came out in the UK first on a channel called E4. I don't even know if that's a channel anymore. Oh my god, I feel so old. I can't believe I just said that sentence. What the fuck? Back in my day, I don't even know if that's a channel anymore. Ugh. Get that out my fucking face. But, yeah, E4. And it was so good. Like, when I tell you, the advert made me piss because they got slushy. So, if you don't know... Oh, firstly, yeah, if you don't know, Glee is what is called a musical dramedy because it's a musical TV show that is also a drama that is also a comedy. Think of it as High School Musical, but very insensitive, politically incorrect, and for adults. That's how I would describe it. And it, the advert just had, I think, Puck, who is now dead because he committed suicide in... This is real life, by the way. He committed suicide after he was found guilty of child pornography possession. So... oh. Yeah, we'll go with that one instead. He threw a slush in someone's face, in Rachel Berry's face, and, yeah, it was just a really good advert, and I just remember thinking, oh, I remember I saw the advert with my sister, and we were like, oh, that looks good, like, should we watch it? Watch the first episode, and when I tell you, it was the best shit I'd ever seen in my entire life, like, literally. I was like, oh my god, it's funny, it's actually good, like, I care about the characters instantly, it has such a sense of humour where it's acknowledging in itself that it is cringy, it has a perfect balance of characters, there's, like, someone that takes it too seriously, like, if it was a full cast of people that were, like, really serious and, like, overly dramatic, but it has, like, Sue Sylvester, who is the coach, and any time that you literally sat there as a viewer, like, oh, the show's getting a bit too cringy, she walks in and points out that the show is getting too cringy and brings it back down to earth in such a funny way. Like, the writing, and I want to clarify, when I praise Glee, I mean the first three seasons. Okay, if you watched all six of them, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. But again, we'll get to that later. But it just was such... I just became obsessed. Honestly, season one, I became obsessed. And me and my older sister, Ellie, who's going to come on the podcast because I announced that I was doing a Glee podcast. And she was like, how dare you do one and not have me on it? So Ellie's going to dial in and we're going to chat about Glee. But honestly, it just became a thing for us that we would watch every week. And I became thoroughly obsessed. Like, you'll ask her, like, she was obsessed as well. But I genuinely do not think I've ever been... I love, like, I'd say now, I think just as I started, as well, just as Glee finished, I discovered RuPaul's Drag Race, and then I became really obsessed with that as well, but now I don't really care about it as much. Like, I feel like there's so many seasons. I really, really like Drag Race UK, but Drag Race US, I literally don't really care about it anymore. But even as much as I loved Drag Race US when I first started watching it, which was around, like, season 7, I think, I loved Glee more than I think I've ever been, like, obsessed with something in my entire life. I was obsessed. Like, watching every single interview that every single one of them did. I racked up the biggest iTunes bill on my mum's iTunes, and I would buy every single song from every single episode after it did it. And my mum would get so confused. She was like, why am I getting, like, charged all this money from iTunes? And I was like, I don't know. I've not got a bloody clue, Joanne. But honestly, I was just obsessed. So we used to record the episodes once we got Sky Plus, which meant that you could record. Yeah, back in the day, guys, you could not record either. Jesus fucking Christ, am I that old? Like, oh my God. Anyway, I used to record the episodes when we would watch it. Oh, my Siri's just activated. What's he doing? Calm down, lad. I would record the episodes and then watch it every single day until the next one came out a week later. So I would watch each episode, no joke, like 5 or 6 times. Genuinely. I was obsessed. You have no idea. I got the CDs for every CD that they brought out. Got it from HMV, and we would put it in the car, and my mum would, like, learn all the songs with me. I was obsessed. Like, I really was. All the people in my primary school watched it as well, and we would all talk about it. Well, not all of us, just, like, my friends. And, like, we would, like, tag each other in pictures, like, you are the perk to my Quinn, and stuff like that. Like, I was just obsessed. I encourage you, if you have not watched Glee, it's on Netflix. Do yourself a big fat favour. Firstly, if you've not watched it, then you might not understand a lot of what I'm talking about, but it's still quite funny to listen into, I guess. But honestly, if you have not watched Glee, I encourage you more than anything to do it. Please. You're doing yourself a huge favour. It is genuinely one of the best shows of our time. I remember I used to think that Glee should be shown in schools. And I'm not even lying. I genuinely believe that. I would think, like, it teaches tolerance, it teaches acceptance of, like, people who are different to you. It represents just about, like, every different story of a minority. I feel like ones that it fails to show are, like, many, like, multiple different ethnicities, and I feel like it shows the trans, like, transgender people very poorly. But, you know, like, we're talking about, like, 2009, so that was over 10 years ago. So for the time, they were very current and very, like, literally breaking boundaries. Like, nobody understands when this show came out. It was like, it's a show about, like, singing show tunes in a choir and, like, openly gay people and, like, black people being, like, praised and stuff. And it was like, what the fuck? Like, this is, it literally broke boundaries, and it was so mainstream. Like, they became, they were, like, number one. They hold the record currently. Are you ready for this? Glee hold the record for most songs in the Billboard Top 100 ever for an artist, which kind of makes sense because they've released, like, so many fucking songs, but, like, absolute legends. In fact, I think Drake just caught up with them. Fuck Drake. But anyway, I just literally love it. Like, you have no idea. And who did I really like in season one? I used to love Mercedes, but I'm going to get into, like, favourite characters and stuff when my sister joins the call. But I just loved them. The episodes would come out early in America because they, like, showed it, like, 4 or 5 weeks earlier in America. So I used to, I remember my dad had, like, a big computer. So I'd go to my dad's house and YouTube, like, songs from last Glee episode. And I specifically remember being sat in my dad's attic watching Rachel Berry sing Don't Rain On My Parade, having no context for the episode because I was, like, 5 episodes behind, but being like, oh my God, this is insane. I cannot wait to hear this. Like, I literally was, like, tearing up. I was so into the show, guys. You have no idea. and then just fully obsessed. And then I worked out how to illegally stream shows online. So I started to do that, and then I would watch the shows up to date with like the American timings, and sometimes it would have like Japanese subtitles all over, or it would be like really insanely bad quality, but I'd just have to put up with it because I was obsessed. Like, I literally was ob-bloody-cessed, honestly. Really big fat was. I loved it so much. I just love, like, I know I said this, but I just love how it is so cringy, and it is. Do not get me wrong, guys. There are some moments where you're like, how is this real life? But then it acknowledges that, and it makes fun of it, and it's, the writing on that show is so good, I can't even tell you. I literally love that show so much. I can't believe how much I'm obsessed with it, like, really thinking about it now. It was only, but like I said also, it was only good seasons 1 to 3. So, in the first season, you get introduced to, like, the cast as a whole, and there's a lot going on. There's, like, popular footballer, popular cheerleader that are together, and then there's, like, young, ingenue, Jewish girl who is insanely talented, but is, like, the biggest nerd ever, so, like, nobody wants to be friends with her, and she's a psycho. And then you have, like, other storylines, but they're not as, like played out as much as these lot are. And basically, the theme is that the young, like, ingenue Jewish girl gets with the quarterback and steals her, the blonde white cheerleader's boyfriend. So it's very textbook. Like, it's very, like, oh, like, shocking, didn't see that one coming. But so much happens, and it just plays it out in such a good way. And then it tells stories of people like Kurt, who is, like, he comes out on the show, and he's, like, a feminine, like, gay boy, and, like, he goes, like, through so much bullying, and it tells those storylines. It tells stories of Mercedes, who is an African-American girl, and just, like, the differences that she has to face. It's just great. Like, it really is great. You can tell that they just tried their best to tackle so many avenues, and they do it, like, gradually. So season one is very much, like, centered around, like, the Rachel and Finn storyline, and basically the idea is that the teacher, Mr. Shu, who you might have heard of before because he's fucking gross, he is a Spanish teacher at the school, and he used to go to that school as well, and he was in the Glee Club. If you don't even know what a Glee Club is, by the way, we don't have them in the UK, so don't blame you. They're basically a choir that sing, like, pop songs or, like, whatever they want, and then they compete against other choirs. So he was in his Glee Club, and they won it, like, years ago, and then he finds out that the Glee Club is about to get deleted, or whatever, what would you say, like, demolished? What's the word? Discontinued. Oh, I can't think of... They're about to stop the Glee Club, basically. Jesus bloody Christ, I couldn't get those words out. But they're about to stop the Glee Club. So then he's like, well, I'll take over the Glee Club. And that's when he's like, we need to find people to join the Glee Club. Everyone thinks that the Glee Club is, like, full of losers. And then, like, the main footballer joins. And it kind of brings the Glee Club's credit up a little bit, like, street cred. But then he ends up being hated as well because he's in the Glee Club. And it's just, like, power dynamics change all the time. And then all these people, like, these cool people are forced to be in the Glee Club. But then they end up loving the Glee Club because the Glee Club shows them love and acceptance and true friendship. And then they have to battle their inner demons of, like, do I want to be cool or do I want to be in the Glee Club? Oh my god, I can't believe how passionately I'm talking about this. Oh, do I want to be cool or do I want to be in the Glee Club? Oh, I want to be in the Glee Club. I wanted to be in a Glee Club so bad. My school actually made a Glee Club, but it was shit. Like, it was like an actual Glee Club, what I imagined they were actually like. It was full of rejects, and, like, there were, like, 3 people in it. And I was really tempted to go, even though I can't really sing. But then I was like, no. It was like a full-on Glee Club. Like, it got it set out. What I needed was Mr. Shu to frame me with drugs in my locker and blackmail me into joining the Glee Club. Because that's what he did. Awful man. Mr. Shu is an awful man and he definitely deserves to be put in jail. Not only because he's really creepy, but because he genuinely breaks the law so many times on the show. He hangs out with the children, like, after school, outside of school, like, invites them round to his house. It's weird. It's such a weird show, but it's so good. It's so good. Anyway, so yeah, so that's, like, what season one's about, and then you're like, oh my god, they're gonna lose the Glee Club at the end, but then it, like, kind of stays around, and then season two is, like, okay, so they're coming back to the school this year, like, you get some new characters, you get Sam Evans joining, and they just get better and better each time, basically, and then they compete, and then they get a little bit further each year, and then they ultimately lose pretty much every time, and then the third season is when they're all seniors in school. And that is just so, such a good season. Oh my god. By this point, they're all, like, a lot bit more mature. They're all, like, kind of, yes, we're going to be in the Glee Club. We're going to smash it. But there's still so much drama coming out. Like, some of the cheerleaders come out as lesbian. And that's just insane. We've already had a baby by this point. It's just wild. Wild. So many love stories have occurred. Oh, crazy scenes left, right, and centre. And, yeah, eventually then in the third season they do win because the half of the Glee Club are about to leave and go to college, so it's like the best bloody win, because otherwise what the bloody hell are they gonna do? So then in season four is where it gets a bit shit, because I think that they should have just kept them in high school for a bit longer and, like, fucked with the timelines a bit. I don't even know. I think they just handled it so poorly. So basically what happens is a group of them go off to college and some of them stay. The ones that stay are kind of like all of the ones that aren't people's favourites, if you get what I mean. Like, everybody who is like an OG favourite pretty much ends up leaving, and like they develop their own storylines, whereas the others just stay in the school and it's just kind of a bit shit. Basically they go off, and then like the main character, Rachel, she goes to New York, and you're like, oh yeah, that fits, and like Kurt goes with her, and they're going to be like Broadway people, and then everybody else's storylines just kind of start to fizzle off a bit, and ultimately the writers just ruin pretty much every single character. Like, it is such a good show, and it had worldwide success. Glee did like a world tour, a world stadium tour, where they went around and like performed to full giant stadiums all over the world. I'm so angry at Ellie that she didn't take me to that. I'm going to bring that up on the call. I've just remembered. Fuck her. But anyway. And they basically just ruin the characters. Like, they genuinely fully do. The whole premise behind Rachel is that she wants nothing more than to be on Broadway. Like, it's her number one goal above everything else. And in, like, season 4 or 5, I think, she gets that dream. And she not only gets the dream, but her favourite musical of all time has a revival, and she gets the lead role, which is quite literally her entire meaning and existence. Like, that is all that she ever wanted. And then a few episodes later, she decides to give it all up to star in a sitcom about herself that ends up doing really bad, and then she, like, loses everything, and it's just bizarre. Like, it's so bizarre. There's one episode in season 5 where Rachel has her opening night on Broadway, and I just remember thinking that should have been the last episode. Like, it absolutely should have been, because, like, fuck me, after that they just fuck her right up, and everything about her personality that we've known to know of her just goes out the window. She completely changes. And it's like, yeah, I get that people change, but, like, she was so thoroughly, like, we just had so much character development that just disappeared. And the same goes for people like, I'm trying to think, like, even, like, Coach Sue Sylvester, her character even starts to go a bit weird. Like, her whole thing was that, like, she finds everything disgusting and that she, like, is really annoyed by them and she doesn't like them. And then towards the end, it's like she's secretly been obsessed with them the whole time, and she has like a vault full of like memorabilia of all the kids, and it's just really weird. And then she ends up the Vice President of the United States. Like, it's just weird. And like, they make Kurt change so much. Kurt used to be like sassy, gay, like, and then he's just like frumpy and like no teeth, like Goblin all the time towards the end. And then they try and make him like sexy, and Kurt Homley's just not sexy. And they just do so many things. They don't even tell us. So on the last episodes, they give like a 5 years in the future thing to show us like the main characters where they end up, and they don't tell us what Brittany and Santana do, which are arguably like the fucking main characters to me anyway. Like, my absolute favourites, like, literally fan favourites across the board, and they don't even tell us where they end up. And then, also, on season four, when half of the cast leave, they have to introduce more people, because they can't just have, like, three people in the club. And the people that they introduce are just carbon copies of the people that have just left. Like, we had a white female cheerleader who was dating the bad boy. And then we get a white female cheerleader who's dating the bad boy. And then we get a good white boy who plays football. And then we get another good white boy who plays football. And then we get a brown-haired, white, like, young ingenue girl who ends up dating the football player and is, like, really talented. And it's, like, they are literally just... Marley, Jake, Ryder, and Kitty are Rachel, Finn, Puck, and Quinn. Like, literally down to a T. And it's so frustrating that they didn't take that opportunity to introduce new storylines, like a trans character, like an Indian character, like a religious, like they never did like a Muslim character. And they actually had a show also called The Glee Project. This was a spin-off show to Glee, where like X Factor, they did like tryouts all across America of people to be on Glee. And then they did, like, 10, like, shows, like, where someone got eliminated every week. And I remember on Glee Project Season 2, I believe, there was somebody called Eileen. And she was I think she was Turkish, and she was Muslim. And her story had never been told on the show. She was insanely talented, like, insanely talented. And could have, like, opened up a whole new storyline that would relate to so many people, and they just didn't pick her, and they picked like this boring, basic white man who became just a straight male football player who gets on the Glee Club. Like, it was so boring. And then he ended up being a domestic abuser in real life to another member of the cast who he was dating. This cast is fucked. Like, we also have to talk about the fact that three of them are dead. One of them is a domestic abuser. Like, it's a little bit crazy. Obviously, Corey Monteith died first. And by the way, guys, when Corey Monteith died that morning, so I remember it was like between seasons or something, so Glee wasn't currently playing. And I woke up that morning and for some reason got a sudden urge to just type random Glee things in YouTube. And I hadn't done it for a while, so it was like a random like urge. And I ended up on his like vlogs that he would make. And I watched like 3 hours of just Corey Monteith vlogging as they're all like flying around the world. Like, he's with all the Glee cast and stuff. And he used to make like cute little videos. And I watched loads of interviews of like just him. And then as I did that, I went upstairs, turned on the TV. And the first thing that came up was that he'd been found dead. And I was like, what the fuck? I just had like this subliminal like message in my head saying, just go on, just have a search of Corey Monteith, see like what he's been up to. And he just died that day. It was so weird. But yeah, bless him, he died from drugs. And you can kind of, that's in the fourth season, he just disappears for ages. And it's actually because they'd found him like on drugs, so they sent him to rehab. And then he came back in the fifth season, and then he ultimately died. So don't get, and he was doing heroin, which is, sorry if anybody's like triggered by like drug use and stuff, but like crazy. Yeah, please everybody be careful out there. Obviously, I'm just gonna have a swig of my drink, sorry. So yes, and then the next person that died is the guy that played Puck. Like I said, he committed suicide after he was found guilty of child pornography possession. Wild. Absolutely insane. And then, of course, most recently is Naya Rivera, which is literally the most heartbreaking thing ever. She was my favourite character. She's an unbelievable person in real life. So immensely talented. Her voice is gorgeous. Absolutely unbelievable. She was an amazing mother to her son, Josie. Like, honestly, I get so emotional every time I think about it. But she unfortunately drowned in a lake in America this last summer. You probably all remember that. Oh my God. Literally, she was. I always used to think. You have no idea how obsessed I was with this woman. Like I said, when like bad things would happen to me, I would just put my headphones in and listen to her singing, and it would make me feel so much better. I can't even begin to tell you how much I adore that woman. But unfortunately, she is resting in power right now because honestly, we have lost such a talent with her. Oh, so like, I get so upset thinking about it. But I like, and that's, you know, more reason why I'm annoyed that they just didn't tell us what Santana did. Because like, there was hopes that there would be like a Glee reunion, but now there's just no chance. Like, literally, three of them are dead. Like, it's awful, absolutely awful, never gonna happen. It's just shit. It is just shit. I think a lot of the reason why the show started to go downwards as well was because Cory Monteith died, and he was such like a big part of the show. And you can tell that a lot of the final seasons were probably going to be based around him and Rachel. And then when that disappeared, it kind of everything just didn't make sense, and it kind of just like all got a bit shit. So yeah, very. But it like the show just had a very sad ending. It got very bad towards the end, but I encourage you, please watch it. When I tell you the first three seasons are the best thing I've ever watched. Some people love the last seasons. They genuinely do. Just not for me. I don't know whether it's maybe because I started to get older and I have no idea, but I encourage you, please watch that show because it might sound cringy, but it genuinely changed my life. Like, genuinely, I saw like characters that reflected who I wanted to be, who inspired me, who I'd never seen on TV or anywhere before. And it literally, like, representation seriously matters. And seeing characters like that did wonders for who I am as a person right now. And I know for a fact I would not be the person that I am today if it wasn't for Glee. And I know that's really cringy, but it's big fat true. Okay. And also on top of that, the songs are so good. Like, I cannot express how good these people are at singing. The songs are so good. The vast majority of the covers are better than the originals. And I will say that with my full chest. It is the best show ever. I want to hear no Glee slander, okay? The best show ever. Oh, right. I'm gonna go away. And then when I come back, I am going to be with my sister Ellie. And we're gonna answer just some questions and have a lovely Glee full chat. So I'll see you after this lovely little break. Love you all lots and lots. See you after the break. Oh. Hello, everybody. By the way, did you know that it would the soundboard would come through?
No, I did not.
I know, how cool is that? Watch.
That's good.
Can you hear
Yes, I can fucking hear that.
it? Oh God. Right, hello everybody. As promised, like I said, my sister Ellie is now zooming in. Zooming in, literally zooming in with us
Literally zooming in.
to discuss Glee. She's fresh out the bath. You can't see how shiny and brand new she looks right now. But I just
I've
got a
had a
good
bath.
glimpse.
I've got my acupuncture mat. I've had my CBD oil. I am in full zen right now.
Ready
Full
to
zen.
talk about childhood
Ready to talk
trauma.
about Glee.
Yeah.
Childhood trauma and drama and so much joy and so
Childhood
much
music,
disappointment.
childhood musical dramedy.
Yes, that
That's
sounds
what
good.
it's, that's what
Okay.
it's, that's what it used to be called, wasn't it? Like a musical dramedy.
I feel like it's so much more, and
Oh,
also
yeah.
not quite achieving that at the same time.
That's what I said. I literally have been, I've been just been sw speaking for like half an hour, and I was like, I cannot explain it because it's like, I acknowledge that it's the worst show ever, but it's the best show ever as well. And
It's kind of
I just.
like, it's like it when you hear, like if I was to slag you off, I can slag you off. But if somebody else was to slag you off, I'd be like, that's my fucking brother, I can say it, but you fucking can't. And that's how I feel
Yeah.
about Glee. Oh, like, yeah. Only Gleeks can slag it off. But if someone who hates the show, it's like,
I know, I'm like, fuck off, you've never seen it. Yeah. Yeah, I know, flipped fully. Because it is just the best. So, do you remember when we first decided to watch Glee? Like, do you remember why we decided to watch it? Because I do.
I remember you being very small. That was still when you
well,
kind
was
of,
too,
like,
well, it was too, well, it came out in like, 2009. Oh, yeah. Well, it came out in 2009, so I was 10 years old.
Yeah, I was in college, like sixth form college.
Yeah, you would have been 17.
Like, yeah, I was a bit like too old, but also not. Like, it was one of them that half of the people, like, some people watched it and some people are like, why are you watching that? That's vulgar. Whereas I was like, yes, it is vulgar. That's why I'm watching it. But, but it's secret.
That's true.
But yeah, well, do you remember?
Yeah, no, so we watched it because we were watching TV one time and we saw the advert for it and we just laughed because the advert, all that it was a clip of Rachel saying like, I use gold stars because they are a metaphor for me being yeah. a star. And then she gets a slush thrown in her face.
Yeah.
And no, do you remember what channel it used to be on?
It was on E4, wasn't it?
Yeah, E4. And we used
and
to
then
like,
it moved
tune
to Sky
in.
And yeah. everyone was livid because only posh fuckers had Sky yeah. and they took it away from like the masses because E4 yeah. used to be on Freeview then. I remember that. Loads of people dropped off when it moved.
Yeah.
But not us. We bullied the parents into a Sky subscription just to watch Glee. I think the last time I spoke to you on your podcast, actually we spoke about a family drama where you literally tried to attack like your then teenage stepbrother because he recorded over Glee or something like that.
Yeah, and I told everybody that I was gonna be watching Glee at that time at that specific hour, and then I came in and he put something on and it caused a full family riot.
Livid. It escalated though. That was like,
oh yeah,
that was the straw that broke the camel's back for several other things and the whole I remember that time. I remember it well.
Oh, what a literally good time. I've just been trying to explain to everybody. I've just said you need to watch it, otherwise you don't get it. Like you either get it or you don't. Yeah. But I feel like it also doesn't take that much commitment because you watch the first season as the connection got a bit bad.
It did, but it's
right, one sec. I can't hear you now. Right, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna pause recording, and then I'll come back. I've just resumed recording. Hello, everybody. We're back in the room. We had a bit of a technical difficulty, but we are back.
Dawn, I've got my headphones in now, and that is genuinely awful.
Oh, right. So what were we just saying then? I think we were talking about when it like came out and we would watch it. So at first, you said, it moved over to Sky. And then we started to watch it every week, didn't we? And do you remember when I would watch it? So we would record it, and then I would watch the same episode every day until the next one came out.
Every single night. And that was when, I think especially because obviously then it was like one season a year, basically. Like season one, you were like, so I remember distinctly watching season three when I'd finished college and was like moved back home. Like in the gap between like sixth form and university,
yeah,
I had like fucking nothing to do, and we just used to sit around in that because we had two living rooms because we are, you know, very fancy, and we just had that one living room which was basically me and you, loads of like snacks, and we just used to watch Glee and the Kardashians on loop.
It's like, so wild. Oh, and that's all such good times. Like that living room has so many good memories in it. I literally remember at that point. Oh, we bloody had. I remember at that point in my life just feeling like this. Like, looking back, that's like the optimum point of my life.
We peaked. We had nowhere.
Genuinely.
There was no cares.
No.
Like, the biggest worry was someone's going to record over Glee. That was the biggest worry then.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about uni or getting a job. I didn't care.
No. I was like 10.
The Kardashians.
Fully. Yeah. I've started rewatching like clips of the Kardashians on YouTube. It's such a good show. Because they're about to end it, aren't they? So I want to I'm thinking I might start like watching, because I've not watched it in like three seasons.
That's got to be hours of your life to try and catch up on that.
I know. I reckon I'll do it at some point.
Worth it.
But yeah, it was such Good. I even remember the adverts that they used to do, like before, like after every like break and stuff. It would be like, I think it was like a Whisper Gold advert or something. Oh no, it would. Oh no, it wasn't. It was a Sky, just general Sky advert, and it'd be like Sky One, and then it would be like somebody in a swimming pool being like, "I want to break free," like singing or like singing
Yeah,
like,
I
"Gold,
actually, I,
gold, you are within
yeah,
me,
I
your
sadly know.
soul."
Yeah, I
Yeah.
actually do know what you're on about now.
Yeah,
That's
I'd
so funny.
like.
And that was when you were into your little gymnastics and you used to like
Oh my God.
just be doing like literally Glee would be on and you'd be cartwheeling around or doing splits bouncing around. And I'd be on the like sofa being like, get down, because your little bob would be in the way of the TV.
My God. What actual
Oh,
good
it was
times to be
great.
alive.
But
I had
yeah.
like a little mat,
And
didn't I, that I do gymnastics on?
yeah, and now it's funny because you can't even cross your legs
I know,
or
yeah.
successfully go up and down stairs without your knees clicking.
Yeah, true. Oh, but I just
Different times.
remember, I literally just remember being, and then, so I remember, so we would watch it, and then I remember discovering that they aired in America like 6 or 7 weeks earlier. So I remember being at father's house one time and going on his, because they used to have like a computer in the attic, and searching in
Yeah.
it like Glee song from like recent episode. And it was Rachel singing Don't Rain on My Parade. And I had no like backstory for the episode because we
Yeah.
were like 6 episodes behind. But I just remember like tearing up and being like, wow,
This is
this,
phenomenal. Do you
yeah.
actually remember that we loved it so much that we went on a family holiday to Florida, to Disney World, the happiest place on earth, and we were genuinely so excited that in the villa we could watch the Glee Project live.
I was trying to explain to people the Glee Project just then as well. Like the Glee Project, what a time to be alive. The Glee Project
Was
was.
hilarious, and it was massive in the US. The one thing I remember is, which I will forever, all the shit that Americans have gone through, one of my biggest pities for them is the amount of advertisements they have during television, because it's constant. And I remember the frustration of us being like, we're getting into it, it's been on for 3 minutes, and then it's like, Tylenol, buy this, side effects include death. And then it's just like
Mental, isn't
advertisements,
it?
the advertisements are as long as the actual show. It's so, yeah,
Because I
I
remember on
remember
that
that. But
holiday
we
we
were
tried to
actually,
watch like Harry Potter or something and it just became unbearable. Like we couldn't get through
we
it
just
because
couldn't
there were
do
so
it.
many ads. And
This
I
is
remember, yeah,
painful. I
watching
don't
Glee
understand how
Project.
they remember. If you were
I find
literally
it.
an American with Alzheimer's or short-term memory loss watching TV, you'd be fucked.
You'd be
You literally
absolutely
wouldn't know
fucked.
what was going on. Every 3 minutes, you wouldn't even know what's going on. You'd get
Yeah,
drugged.
that's so true.
Anyway, I did just remember what we were going to say before the internet cocked up,
What?
was about how people that hate Glee and they've never watched it. And what I was going to say is, I actually, because we all know I am slightly older now, it's still very much in my 20s, but nearing the end. But I basically convinced some colleagues at work to watch it, and they were just like, how can you like Glee? Like, this came out years ago, it's ridiculous. And there's another girl at work who also was a fan, and we were like, you need to watch it. And we all kind of like watched it together. This was like, this was even pre-COVID, this was when you could have a life as well. And we used to watch it on our commutes on the tube. So everyone would come in and be like, did you watch it? Oh my God, what's with that Finn and Rachel? And it was just so funny because the full office got on board. But they like, when you learn to love how stupid it is, you genuinely love it. And so
Yeah,
I
that's the
think if people have
thing.
never watched it, just push through and
And
understand that everybody who enjoys it knows it's fucking stupid. That's why
yeah,
we
and
enjoy it.
also I think what I love about the show is that it also acknowledges that it's stupid. Like it has
Yeah,
characters
towards the
like
end.
Rachel, it has characters like Rachel, like Kurt, like Finn and like Quinn and stuff that are so like
Yeah,
overly
they're all
dramatic
the
and take
butt of a
everything so
joke. Like,
seriously. And then like just as you're at a point where you're like, this show is ridiculous, I don't know if I can watch it anymore, it's actually unbearable,
they hire
Sue
NeNe
comes in.
Leakes and
Yeah,
they
they
bring
hire
her
NeNe Leakes and Sue comes in and just like absolutely twats them all.
Yeah, and something's left field and they say horrid things about each other and it's funny.
Oh
Yeah,
my
I enjoy
God,
it.
I
I was just thinking
absolutely.
about it. I think I might rewatch it, you know. It's like a comfort show for me. Like there's a few
Same.
shows which I did hear recently that apparently people with anxiety often rewatch the same shows repeatedly
Yeah.
because it's like a comfort thing. And I literally could watch a loop. Glee, Pretty Little Liars, The Office, Gilmore Girls,
Yeah.
the OC, things like that. I'll just watch them on loop. I think I'm due a good Glee run.
For me, I just saw Cud as well. Like, I could, mine are very much the same. I think Pretty Little Liars for me. And I think it all comes from times in your life when you watch them. Like, if you watch them at a time in your life.
It's like nostalgic.
Yeah, there's like certain like seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race that I watch when I like, whereas like it's literally just those seasons. Like you say, it brings me comfort because I remember like it's just like nostalgic where I was in my life when I watched them. But for me, it's also Glee, obviously, 100%. Pretty Little Liars 2, and for now it is The Office. I'm currently rewatching The Office, but just purely honestly, because I find it
I
so
feel
good.
Like that's one of the best gifts I've ever given you, is forcing you to watch it.
It genuinely is. I can't believe it took me so long, but I'm so buzzing over
it. I just love stupid TV. I think that's it. I love stupid TV that's like escapism, and that's what Glee is. It's escapism.
Absolutely is.
Towards the end, it got fucking wild. Like, it got so surreal. At least at the beginning, they tried to be like, this is a school. This could be real. Then at the end, it's like the PE teacher has like a hurt locker of two
yes,
pupils.
I just said this. I literally just said this.
Like, it makes no plausible sense. Like, it makes no sense whatsoever.
I it's literally so just said funny, this, and I was like, they build Rachel's character up for five whole seasons. That her biggest goal
and
in life is to be absolutely that her biggest goal in life is to be on Broadway, and ideally her favorite musical of all time is Funny Girl. Her favorite role on any musical is Fanny Bryce. She gets the lead, that musical suddenly revives itself. She gets the lead in that musical with little to no experience, and then she shits it all the way to starring her own sitcom.
She just pies it right off
fucking,
and it makes
joke.
Zero sense at all. Like,
it
even when Santana
me.
Comes to New York, that makes zero fucking sense.
Yeah,
to
no.
She never wants to be, like, she never wants to be on Broadway.
I was buzzing for it. I was absolutely buzzing that
I mean,
it was obvious that they were just, obvious that they were just, like, trying to give the show a bit of a boost because she wasn't in it that much.
One of the biggest, I think, biggest, like, disservices they did to character arcs was A, Rachel, like you said just then, but B, Coach Beast. Like, that slapdash trans line storyline.
Oh
my
god, I completely forgot about that.
Did not do justice to the character or the trans community.
No.
It was just so stupid.
I said there's like Glee as a whole, like it tackled like so many minorities and stuff, especially for its time. Like, it was very much like, at the time, it was really like, now watching it back, it's like an offensive show, which shocked me because at the time, it like, I remember it like breaking barriers and like winning so
massively.
Many awards. And
like,
it's crazy that now.
One of the reasons I watched it at that age of like being like, you know, like I could watch Glee and then go out. Like, that's how old I was. But it was because there was nothing else. Like, I distinctly remember when I was watching Glee, like, in terms of, like, queer content, especially mainstream queer content on television, on family channels, the only thing I'd seen before that was Hollyoaks, which we speak many times about the Hollyoaks dramas that I used to get emotionally invested in my preteen years. But there was Hollyoaks had, like, a lesbian storyline and, like, two gay storylines over the course of, like, 10 years. And then there was Skins, the second season of Skins came out, and they had a lesbian couple on there, and then the first season had, like, a gay guy. And that was, like, revolutionary. So when Glee came on, that was kind of aimed at, like, a different age range.
Yeah.
Like, adults and teens.
It was, like, High School Musical for,
age.
Like, teenagers, but, like, you could also get away with being young and watching it.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of like, do you like how Shrek, like, kids can watch Shrek and love it, and then
adults can watch
like,
it and interpret it a different way.
yeah
like Cat
it's
in the Hat,
like that. Yeah, oh my god, don't even get me started. I feel like we need a separate phone call after this to talk about how sick Cat in the Hat is, because you used to watch that all the time, and it
I know I really love
life,
it,
but we'll deal with that again. But yeah, I'm so excited. That's the thing.
It's such a fucking good, it's such a good film. I was talking about it with my friends recently, and we were like, The Cat in the Hat is actually like such a good film.
It's
like,
so
I
underrated.
Love it.
It's so underrated. And we had this shite pirate copy of it, and it was such bad quality.
Yeah.
And we used to sit and watch it. Oh,
Oh,
classic. Anyway,
I need
we'll
to
talk about
watch
this
that
later
again.
because,
Yeah.
but yeah.
But what was I gonna
Anyway,
say? Oh yeah,
Bleach.
so it did like a really good it like represented so many different minorities, I think, in my opinion,
Yeah.
at the, especially for its time. But then I think, like you said, towards the end, it just missed out on so many opportunities to tell more
It just
stories.
tried, yeah.
Like, for
It
example,
tried to do
when
like quantity, not quality.
yeah, so like when half the cast go off because they all graduate, that was such an opportunity to get like a massively diverse, like extra cast. And they
Yeah.
literally got carbon copies of everybody. Like Marley was
Including
Rachel, Quinn, Kitty was
Ryder was
Quinn.
Finn.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and Jake Puckerman was literally Puck's brother, and they were the exact same
Yeah.
character.
And
Like,
they
it
were
was
just like, well, let's make a mixed
insane.
race to kind of put a tiny bit in there
Exactly,
to
yeah.
actually
And then
didn't do anything at all.
they had like Unique, who was obviously a trans character,
Yeah.
but they
Again, they tried
played
to put
that
all of
so
her
badly.
qualities in one.
Yeah, and they
Yeah,
played
they
that
did.
so badly. They fully like mock her throughout everything, like never
Yeah.
really tell her story
They
until
made her
she
into like a
sings.
novelty.
Yeah, she like is a novelty throughout the whole thing, and then she randomly belts "If I Were a Boy" in front of a toilet that has a question mark on it, where what
Oh
that
my God,
they
I
make her
forgot about
use a port
that.
they make her use a portaloo in the middle of the
It's
choir room
awful.
because she wants to use the female bathroom. So then Sue puts a portaloo in the
Honestly,
middle of the bathroom with a
that's another
question
insane
mark
thing
on
about
it.
Americans and their obsession with toilets.
Oh yeah,
Gendered
absolutely. And
toilets.
then and like that's the only like really storyline that she got as a whole. And then,
Yeah.
like you say, I think
Apart
that they
from when she's
acknowledged.
Mary and they're
Oh my
outraged
God.
that a trans black woman could be Mary, and that in itself is horrific.
Yeah,
Like, it's
it's
so bad.
insane.
They literally do an entire storyline that one character is appalled at the thought that Mary could not just be black, but be a black trans woman is so
Yeah.
offensive that they play on that offense to then get her to be Mary, and then everyone's happy, and it's wild.
It's
That's when they started to
so,
really lose their shit.
yeah, absolutely. And that's the episode that got banned originally, and then they showed it a year later, and they were
I'm not
like, we
fucking
just decided to
surprised.
fucking
Oh,
show it, and like, we don't really care
it's
anymore.
so wild.
And then I think that they acknowledged that they'd like played out the trans role badly. So then they tried to make Coach Beast, like you say. Coach Beast, if you don't
But
know,
it's
is like
worse.
a, it's a, exactly, it's literally just playing into the
It's
stereotypes
all
even
about a
more.
woman who. Her original character is about a strong woman who doesn't bow down to a feminine stereotype, and that's okay. And then suddenly it's 0 to 100. She's trans, and everyone's great, and they all support. They then support him, but it's just not as well done
It
as it
just,
could
it,
be.
no, it's
The effort that
absolutely
goes into
not.
Kurt's gayness is the
Yeah.
best effort. The effort that goes into Mercedes' blackness, Santana's lesbianness.
Yeah.
Everyone, like Britney's bi-ness, like everyone else
Yeah.
is otherness, is basically, I mean,
Like,
and obviously you are a gay man,
told
but you can
well.
tell it's a show run by gay men
Oh,
because the only thing
100%.
that's like the only thing that is kind of half done okay is the gay male storylines. Anything
Yeah.
else, they're kind of like, we're gonna try and do this thing, but then also we're gonna have Sue be like, Urethra, poor, no, I've got
Yeah.
urethra. That's a recall.
Aretha. Urethra.
Oh my God, urethra.
Oh.
Asian, other Asian. Yeah. I can't believe I just shouted urethra instead of uretha. That is terrible. That is terrible. That would have been better if they'd done that. Jesus.
Yeah, true, to be
But
fair.
anyway,
But like you
yeah.
say, like you make such
Also,
a good point in that like there's so many storylines that they just did not tell well.
no, they didn't. Can I? So, in terms of my prep for this little chat, I
Yeah.
thought about my worst and best moments. And I just
Okay,
need to
good.
reel off. I feel like I've got too many, but I know you'll agree with me. So, I'm just going to
Yeah.
reel off what my worst all-time moments are. So,
Okay.
I've got a bit, I've basically got terrible treatment of trans characters,
Yeah.
Marley's eating disorder,
Oh
and
my God,
how
yeah.
Kitty bullies her into like shrinking her, like, stitching
Oh
her
my
clogs to
God.
make them smaller and how that's
Yeah.
handled. Kurt's
And they're,
trying to be
because
sexy.
her mum's overweight and they're
Oh.
like, you're gonna be a big fatty like your mum. And like
Yeah.
that's her whole
And then
storyline.
that's it. That is your storyline, is that she's got a fat mum. And
Oh my
then she
God.
doesn't eat and everyone's fuming with her. She passes out.
They're angry at her.
Bitch.
Yeah. She's been starving herself and taking laxatives. She passes out during Gangnam Style. They're like,
oh my God,
you bitch, you've ruined sectionals.
It's insane. But yeah, so I've got that as one. And then I've also got just Kurt trying to be sexy. And that's like an encompassing thing all throughout. It's the worst in the animal song where he actually is
Sexy. And then they're like, he looks like he's like passing gas. Hands.
Yeah, I can't cope. It gets even worse when he actually does get a bit like buffing in the latest.
I literally said this. They try and make him sexy and it makes me feel sick. And they do like, Blaine does a full monologue about Kurt's so hot now and he's so masculine because he's doing like fencing. And I'm like, fuck off.
No. Yeah, no, that. And then I've also got Sexy Santa.
That, oh my God, yeah, yeah.
That whole thing, like the Sexy Santa, who is also plays, the actor plays the police officer, Officer Wilden in Pretty Little Liars.
Yes, yeah. I noticed that.
Sexy Santa. But also, they're just kind of like objectifying him, but then does he like sexually assault Kurt? Like something.
Yeah, you have no idea. Happens. You literally don't know. You literally don't know. He's like tied up in the bed.
Yeah. And then I've also written puppets. But
oh my God. I feel like what does the fox say?
Yeah. And then it's there's something horrible. About the chipmunk fox. No, the chipmunk song is the Sexy Santa as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
and
Sexy
all
Santa.
Screaming in chipmunk. That's insane. Yeah. That's like someone's taken literal acid. Like, that makes no sense. In the writer's room, I don't understand how a table of adult professionals sat around and thought Sexy Santa, abduction, helium voices, chipmunk songs. I just don't. I can't even with that one. But yeah, they're my worst moments ever.
Literally, they are.
Do you agree?
I have other worst moments, but they are very much a lot of the same. Another one, I've literally got every single one that you said, and then another one is Demi Lovato's role, because she had so much hype. She had so much hype around it, and I was like, this is perfect. Demi and Santana, you literally could not dream of anything more. And then she's on. For like one episode, she sings, she belts the last note of, what is it, Roar by Katy Perry. And you're like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. And then in the next one, she's like not in it for three episodes and she's just like spoken of. Then she appears in the random threesome girl group, group that they've got called Pamela Lansbury with...
and then Adam Lambert.
With Adam Lambert in it as well, Star Child. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on? And it's just so bizarre. And then she just disappears with no explanation at all. Oh, so yeah, I've got that. And then I just got all the new cast choices that they made. I feel like in season six, they introduced... Can you not hear me?
Oh, literally the last thing that I heard was Adam Lambert.
Oh, no. Well... Oh, well, it's still recording. I feel like it probably would have picked me up. So okay, if you did it, so we'll just see. And if not, I'll listen to it back. But yeah, so Adam Lambert. And then, what did I say? And then she just fizzles out of nowhere. Like Demi Lovato just fully disappears. And we get no explanation for it.
I feel like the name grabs. I think that they could have
definitely.
Just gone with another actor.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, let's go for Demi. And now we know Demi's issues at the time.
Yeah.
She probably wasn't very available due to her like addiction behaviors.
Probably.
And instead of like handling that properly, they just like womped her out of there.
Yeah, so that's probably true, to be fair, especially at that time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just mad, but yeah.
They fully did just grab at random people. Like they had Sarah Jessica Parker in it, and it seemed like she was going to like play a big role, and then she just disappeared as well. Like Kurt had an internship at Vogue, and then he just stops going, and then you never see her ever again.
Kate Hudson
was the dance
teacher. Yeah, I think they just went for way too big names, didn't they?
Oh, definitely.
They had the kind of budget to get the bigger names in, but they should have just stuck with like the weird little actors. Like, bring back Ken Tanaka. Like,
I know, why did he go away?
Like, they were the good characters.
Do you remember that guy from the first... He's only literally in the first season who plays Sandy. And he's the original coach. He just disappeared.
Yeah.
And he was one of the funniest characters ever. Like, who is Josh Groban? Kill yourself. Like, that is so funny. And also, Lauren Zices, she just disappears. She was one of my favorite characters. Like, they just made such, they were doing so well, and they reached such a mainstream level of, like, worldwide success that it fully just got to their heads. I don't know whether the writers got completely changed or whether they just gave up.
Yeah, I think, give up.
Yeah.
Combination, probably.
Yeah, because I've listened to Jenna Ushkowitz and Kevin McHale, which is Tina and Artie from Glee, on their podcast.
Yeah.
And they literally spoke about, like, the I was speaking to the people at home. They did an interview recently, and the girl literally said to them, "So when did you two start disliking Glee?" And they were like, "Oh,
season 4." Four.
Genuinely. She said, Jenna was like, a lot of us did dislike it towards the end. She was like, Kevin was one of the last.
They would have
to
been
break.
Tied in with contracts, like.
Yeah, they all said when it was "What does the fox say?" and they had to do them puppets. They said that that was like a genuinely really difficult day, and everyone was like looking at each other like, "What the fuck is our life? Like, I don't want to do this anymore." But then they just kept pulling through, and that's why the final season was so short, because when they were negotiating contracts, everyone was like, "I literally
everyone
don't want
was
to do
negotiating
this anymore."
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
surprised.
And they probably lost a lot of
I
budget
need to listen
because
to that
it just got shit. I know. Yeah, I've not listened to it either. And
I love a rewatch one. I honestly think that I have the dedication to Glee to do a rewatch podcast.
Oh my gosh!
Like, solid, dedicated, 100%.
I would absolutely.
In fact, I don't know why we don't just do that for our own joy and scheduling a weekly chat.
To be fair, yeah. I think it would be like, do you remember when you said, when you watched that The Office podcast, and there's loads of things that are like so outdated? I think we would just realize time and time again that the show just does not stand now, and like a lot of the jokes are just highly inappropriate now.
Oh.
And it would never be allowed on television. Well, I don't know. Do you think it would be allowed on television because it's like?
I think they do get away with it because of the inclusive cast and the inclusive writing. Like, some things may need to be tweaked, but for example, like any insult that comes out of Sue and Santana's mouth is phenomenal.
Yeah,
it was my favorite. I think my actual favorite moment, which is a very common bit, is when Santana lets rip at Kurt and does that massive rant in the corridor. And says
she
like,
says, like, you look like a cat
cancer.
That... Oh, my God, yeah. And she's like, when you do your three dance moves, the finger wag, the shoulder shimmy, and the one where you twirl an invisible ribbon from your hips. Oh, my God,
literally,
she is so...
So good. It's
apparently
so good.
As well, when they filmed that, Rachel and, Leah Michelle and Naya Rivera were already, like, falling out in real life. And Santana apparently used to have like a photographic memory, and she could just like look at a script and she just like did it first take. Yeah, and she just like did it first take and like bashed it out. Oh, RIP Naya Rivera. I've literally been speaking about it.
Oh, don't. I'll cry.
I know.
I'm not ready yet. I tried to buy her biography, and I've tried to buy it twice now, and each time it's been sold out.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's a good thing. You know, I want the family to get the proceeds, but everyone clearly wants to read it. But because I can't believe that at the beginning I was like, when I heard about the Naya and the Leah Michelle stuff, I was like, oh my God, Naya Rivera, like, what a shame. Apparently she sounds like a bitch. Naya, what
absolutely.
An angel she was.
I know.
Because we went to see Leah Michelle and Darren Criss in real life as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know, like the true Greeks we are. And yes, we had an excellent time. In fact, we had almost too much of a good time.
I had one of the best days of my life. But
but you could tell that. Darren
you could tell someone was off.
Bit of a dick. And
massive
Leah Michelle,
dick.
A little bit of a dick.
Leah Michelle just
Criss
she just
big dick.
Leah Michelle was like lovely, but you can tell that like backstage she wouldn't
it
be like that.
Fake.
Do you know what I mean? It seemed fake.
She could. She was almost in character.
Yes.
Whereas
she seemed like she was in
like,
character.
I hate Glee. Glee's so lame, lol. And it's like, who the fuck do you think is here, Darren? Nobody cares that you may have released some kind of dad rock song 5 years ago that no one's fucking heard of.
Literally,
everybody
all of his songs were shit.
Is gay. Everyone's gay or weird. Gay, weird, or both. And that's the only reason anyone's here to listen. And then,
literally.
Oh, but when they did that acoustic thing at the end, and
oh
we
my
went
god, no, sobbing.
downstairs,
We were already down the stairs, so
we
thought that we were leaving. We thought it was that the show was over, and then Leah Michelle was like, right, I'm gonna do one last song. We were already halfway down the stairs, and she didn't sing it into the microphone. She was just like, I want everybody to be really quiet, and we're just going to listen to my voice, like, without a microphone, and it'll, like, fill the whole thing. And she sang Make You Feel My Love.
She angled her voice up because she said the old theatres were built to, because obviously when they were originally built in London, there wasn't electricity, so there was no mics, so they were built in a really, like, specific way that would carry the vocals across the room. That's why they've all got domed ceilings. So she, like, stared up to the sky and sang, and me and Max, like, oh, we just held each other and we really cried on the stairs, and we were just like, this is so beautiful.
Oh, it was literally one of, like, the best
it
days
really
of my life.
Though.
It really was. It was such a good
it's
time
like
to be
when
alive.
I also tried to, I bought you Dreamgirls tickets, either for Christmas or birthday one year, when Amber Riley was playing Effie, and she got fucking pneumonia, didn't she?
What a bitch. When I cannot comprehend that. She got pneumonia for literally, like, 3 days, and they happened to be the 3 days that I was going to be watching her. I was raging.
Absolutely gutted. And then I managed to pick up Dreamgirls tickets like a few months, because I was in New Zealand when it happened.
Yeah.
So it was like the year later. And I got last minute Dreamgirls tickets, like, dirt cheap. And it was like a random, like, Wednesday matinee. And Amber Riley was on it. And the theatre was only like half full. And I basically had an entire front row of the upper dress circle to myself. Because I was sat with Becky, and then I went forwards. And literally, when she sang,
and I'm telling you,
honestly, it was like an angel, like a sweet, sweet angel. And I actually got genuinely, like, I welled up and was like, I'm sat with my chin in my hands, like, in awe, watching Amber Riley sing the shit out of anyone
dream.
Who has come before her. And I was just like, this is phenomenal. That's why I really love season 3, I think, when I was thinking about my favourite seasons. The one with the troubled tones, because it's two strong, independent women of colour, Santana and Mercedes, the best singers in the whole show.
They really are.
Winning the whole thing. And they're the ones who deserve that spotlight, and they finally get it.
Oh, I love the show so much. Right, so that brings me on to what are, like, your favourite Oh God, I just burped. Sorry, everybody. What are your favourite moments on the show? Because one of mine is in season 1 when Mercedes sings And I Am Telling You as like an audition for, because Rachel's like, I need the solo at sectionals. And then Mercedes sings that and it's unreal. I remember watching it in Mummy's bed. I just said Mummy on the podcast. Who cares? Mummy's bed. And I was just like welling up. I was like, this is insane. I cannot believe this is real life.
Imagine seeing that in real life. Like, I tried to buy that gift for you, and I got the gift instead. And honestly, I had actual goosebumps. It was so good.
Oh,
but yeah, my favorite seasons, definitely 1 to 3. Like,
100%.
I feel like it's 100%. And then I always thought in my head that season 3 was my favorite. But then when I was looking through what actual episodes are in it, I actually, season 2, you know.
Season
2
is my favorite.
Is the best one, and then a tie of season 1 and 3 together.
So for me,
that's
it goes of out of all six. For me,
or
it goes,
2, 1, 3.
Yeah, so mine goes 2. No, mine goes 2, 3, 1, 4, 5, 6.
Mine goes 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I just feel like they gradually get worse as
they
get older. after season 4. But honestly, like, season 2, so another one of my favorite moments is, well, my favorite episode of all time is the New York one, when they go to New York for nationals at the end of season 2. Because it just, like, filled, that's like what always, like, that's the reason why I fell in love with New York. So I was like, oh my god, I just want to, like, go to New York.
When I
and
went
do
to
this.
New York, I went to the steps and took a
video.
Oh
my god,
like, this is the max.
And I even remember like what outfits they're all wearing. Like, Santana's wearing like a yellow and green thing.
They dress like
my
shit,
god.
To be fair.
Yeah, they
Their
really
normal
are.
Clothes were shocking. Like, when they put, like, they're meant to be the cool girls, and then it's like, have you been to Matalan? Where the fuck did you get those, like, cropped cargo pants and like a hooded t-shirt. Like, what's going on? Honestly, clothes they wore, what a joke.
Yeah, absolutely mental.
Oh, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, my favorite episode, I was thinking about this for a while, was a toss-up. I really like the alcohol one.
Oh my god, no, Ellie, that's my second favorite one. That's my second favorite one. And they do TikTok on the stage, and then she's sick.
And they throw up on each other.
That is my second favorite one because they have the house party. Oh,
yeah. So that's my, I think that's what my tied, my first and second favorite. And then my actual first favorite, I think, is season 2, the mashups episode,
where that's good.
The Trouble Tones do a mashup of Adele. And it's when she was running for Congress and she runs an ad saying that Kurt's dad has a baboon heart.
Oh my god, yeah.
So stupid. And then they're running against like a pizza man who then threatens to out Santana to like the world.
Yeah.
And Santana does that really good smack when she smacks Finn across the face.
I watched really the behind the scenes of that episode and because do you know when I got that box? You got me a box set of season 1 to 3, and on it, it has like all the extras. So I literally just used to watch those, and it literally has the behind the scenes of every episode. I know. I've still got them. In fact,
I bought you a Sue Sylvester like life size poster.
Yeah, you did. That was brilliant. That was so good. But the behind the scenes of that episode, so Finn knew that like she was supposed to slap him. But right before Santana did the scene, the director said to Naya Rivera, it was like, actually slap him because it'll shock him and it'll give like a genuine reaction. So she actually slapped him across the face and none of the cast knew. He didn't know that she was going to. And that's
why
you're like,
so genuinely shocked.
Yeah.
It's such a good, I do like that moment. That's like one of my, I think I like the songs in that episode. I like the drama and I also enjoy Sue. But anytime anything when Sue's pregnant, like, oh my god.
Yeah. When so
also
leaks...
another favourite character, Becky Jackson. How can we not shout out?
Oh my god, yes.
So funny. Her one liners absolutely kill me. So good.
Oh, she's one of my an underrated
the best comedic writing.
Absolutely. When she goes, Nicki Minaj. And then Sue just is dressed up as Nicki Minaj and she does is it Starships
on a tiny bike?
Yeah, against Blaine.
She's cycling around on a tiny bike. It's insane.
Oh,
and every time Becky Jackson gets
show.
The xylophone,
and yeah, no and she just has she
shot.
Just attacks xylophones.
She's so angry, and she's so
sassy.
My God. And I really
and
like
a character that.
That
I think is really underrated is Coach Roz Washington. I won this bronze damn Olympic medal in Beijing, China. I had noodles with the president and I slept with Michael Phelps. And then when what does she say to Sue? She goes, are you pulling my leg, Sue? I think I've memorized this quote.
You're
going to give birth to no child. You're going to give birth to a grandchild. You're going to get up on them stirrups and you're going to push and push and a full-grown adult going to pop out with a briefcase and a job talking on a cell phone. I hope you give birth to a baby that likes to eat sand because that's all that's coming out of those old wrinkly boobs.
Oh, it's so good. All of the stuff about Sue, like, being pregnant. The fact she has, like, a mystery celeb father.
Yeah.
And, like, all of that stuff, like, that's so good. That's when it teeters on the edge of, like, completely absurd.
Yeah.
But still funny enough to get away with it. Before
absolutely.
It tips over to the other side. But it's still worth watching. It's just a wild ride.
It really is. Right, so another question. Who is your favourite character?
Okay, I think it is Given. So I've written Santana and Sue, Ty, just because I love the Smackdowns. And they're the ones that I laugh out loud at the most.
Yeah,
and
sorry,
I also
I just,
really like
I just
Santana's
had to kill a moth
personal
in my room. Had to kill a moth in my room by spraying it with hairspray. It's stuck to the wall right now. Say that again, I fully
Isn't
missed
that.
Isn't that
the best technique I've ever taught you about insect murdering?
Yeah.
Hairspray.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it
Tresemme.
Really is.
Tresemme firm hold. Better than the insect repellent. Immobilize them with the hairspray. And then
it literally
kill.
Has. Oh, fuck
anyway,
that moth.
But I'm
anyway,
thinking
yeah.
about going vegan and I'm literally like, murder. but yeah, so favorite characters, Santana, because
yeah.
I love the SmackDowns, also the
oh, yeah.
Ob, and
yeah.
a personal growth, the fact that she goes from a background singer to like carrying the show on her shoulders.
Absolutely.
Love that for her. Sue, because hilarious, makes me laugh out loud the most. And then random little like side little character who I think is underappreciated that I love, Principal Figgins.
Oh my
like,
god, yeah. Oh my god, that's so true.
In the first few seasons, just like Schuster, like, makes
he's
me laugh.
So funny.
Like, there's a random bit, I'm sure it's about his twin sister or something, when it's
clear. Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like, or isn't it his wife or something? And Sue's like, would your wife like this? And she like frames that she slept with him.
Oh,
and you see pictures of his wife and it's just him in a wig. Oh my
when,
gosh.
When they dress E.T. up,
yeah.
Or, like, the film E.T. It's just so good, and then he becomes like the janitor, and all he ever does is go so shorter.
Yeah. Oh my
just
god,
makes me laugh. But yeah,
oh,
underrated character. Like,
I think
again,
genuinely,
throughout the end.
Yeah, he just fully goes. But I think same. I think that my favorite characters. One that I also think is underappreciated is Kitty. I think that Kitty's quite good,
yeah.
but I don't really give that much of a shit about her because she would just got dealt such a bad hand. Towards the very last seasons, Kitty is really great. I do
yeah.
love Rachel. Like, I do love Rachel, but I just find her... I don't know. I can't bring myself to say that she's my
you
favorite
love to
character
hate
because
her.
Of Lea Michele. Yeah, you love to hate her. But overall, my absolute favorite is Santana and Sue.
100%.
But Santana above all,
Santana,
like all day, every day. Santana.
Santana Sue Figgins, the three.
Yeah. That,
three
that's like
queens
such
of
they
great,
are
the trifecta.
And what
and
is your favourite song?
Ooh,
oh, wait, yeah. All right,
worst,
okay. Wait, no. We'll do worst character first.
Okay. Say it together. Say it at the same time. Who's
right,
yours
three,
first? Say the same.
Two, one, Mr. Shoe.
Will Schuster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fucking dreadful.
Because he's a creep. He's such
he's
a creeper.
Horrid. Like, people joke
he's
all the time
awful.
Like he needs to be put in jail, but realistically, he
but
does. He
does.
Breaks the law so many times. Like, and just as soon as you think, oh, he might be a decent person, he proves you wrong. Like, he spends
he
the
does.
Whole of like ages like trying to win Emma, and then he gets with Shelby, Rachel's mum, like out of nowhere. Yeah, like, and it's just weird. He invites the kids round to his house and, like, gawks
them
at them whilst they're, like,
proposal.
Dancing.
Yeah,
he does it with them in
like,
swimming costumes.
Oh, my God, when Artie gets heft into the water and his wheel is like, oh, that's funny.
That is really funny.
That is funny.
Oh,
but still,
but
it's
he's
just
the
like,
worst.
Yeah, creepy faster and his vests.
He's
that.
Rapping
at
like
all.
Everett, but that's what's so great though is that like Sue points everything that the viewer is
yeah.
thinking out.
Everything that she says when she's just like little elves that live in his hair, and
yeah.
like everything she says about his hair is just funny.
She's like,
and
oh
again,
gosh,
like...
I just got distracted by the scent of cookies from the elves that are living in your hair. Oh.
Yeah, he's just creepy. Gives me, but again, I didn't realize it that much when I was younger. But
yeah,
with age, the more you watch it, like it gives you the just like it gives you the ick bit, like oh, just stop
definitely,
it, you dirty old man.
Yeah,
but yeah, Mr.
So
Schuster,
gross.
And then I've also all the new people, like you said before, like Molly
yeah.
and Ryder and Jake.
Yeah,
apart from Kitty, but I just think
even
that
Kitty
missed...
don't really
yeah.
give that much of a shit about them. And then in
no.
season six, they fully bring in loads of new characters, and it they're like characters
oh
that they
God.
Should have brought
in this moment. I have only just remembered them.
Exactly.
Right
they're, now. Because they have them incest
there is
twins.
A creepy incest twins.
Yeah, there's...
Although that girl is in... oh, what's it called? The president,
Jane.
Prime minister.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
politician.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah.
a... That's it, politician.
Yeah, she's great
like
in the politician,
she's
but
in
on English, she's shit.
She's creepy, she's shit.
And then
what's
there
that good
is...
girl called, though, that's the amazing singer? But the writing, it doesn't matter how good they are. that's
yeah,
one.
She's called Jane, and she's the one in real life that exposed Lea Michele for being racist.
Yeah, Lea Michele.
Can't remember she what she's called in real life now.
Janelle Monáe.
Yes, jump tightrope.
Yeah.
And then there is that random guy, and then there's that gay guy who is like really masculine, and his whole thing is like, I'm not like other gays, and it's just shit. And then there's that little boy that like dances to Sia. Do you remember?
Honestly, I forgot all of this until the very moment.
Exactly. That's because they have such
unforgettable it is.
Exactly, yeah. The last season is just like, what the fuck is going on? Rachel has to come back and teach because she's lost all of her hopes and dreams. It's just shocking. It's so bad. It's so incredibly bad. Right, okay. What is your favourite songs?
Ooh, I'm not 100% sure on it. One that I wouldn't expect. These are basically songs that I would, if they came on shuffle, I'll leave them on because I do have Glee songs on my phone. But you know, you've got to be in the mood. Like, you're not going to be listening to Glee songs like all day, every day. But I really like, because I personally hate Bruno Mars as an artist, but the version of Locked Out of Heaven.
Oh, yeah, so good with Unique
actually
and Marley.
I really like that.
So good.
Really like that, and then
I really love
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. My favorite is the two of my favorites are Trouble Tones ones. One is the Adele Someone Like You / Rumor Has It mashup.
Yeah,
and then the other one is, oh my god, what is it? It's not Stronger. Survivor. Yes, I Will Survive. Oh my god. And then another one of mine is. Mine is Don't Rain on My Parade, the Santana version. That is elite.
Excellent.
It is elite. I'm trying to think of any others off the top of my head.
I like Stronger is the older one that ones. I listen to.
Yeah, I like some of the older like season one ones just because I used to have the CDs, didn't I? So I like had the same ones playing over and over again. So like Somebody to Love, Find. Like that's like one of my good faves.
It's so
I just
great.
Love it. I freaking love that show so much. I cannot express how much I love it.
Excellent.
It was such an important moment for us just to bond as siblings.
I just think so. Yeah, it was almost like a cult classic for its time.
Yeah, it
and
so
even
was.
Though some of it's still inappropriate, it's definitely got rewatchability, especially like as background viewing. And it's funny. And also, even though the later seasons are shit, like, there's still some little nuggets of, like, goodness in there that you can get out of it. Like,
yeah, it's still
it's
worth
not worth
watch.
Just not watching.
Some people like that. Like, when I say how bad the older season, the later seasons are, some people literally comment, like, season 5 is my favourite. And I'm like, do you know what? Go for it then. But I just think it's shit.
Yeah. I think it's just depends. Like, we like them being stupid at school and we like the original cast. So,
yeah, exactly.
And also, it's
so
a dream world
like
before you realize how much they all hate each other in real life.
Yeah, true.
Some are pedophiles.
Literally true.
Some are drug addicts.
Yeah, literally
themselves.
Three of them are dead
it's a
now.
Lot.
It is. It's fully a lot. It is a lot. Right. Okay. Now we will quickly answer some questions that we got sent in. And then we've been talking for long enough that I think
you
this can just pass
minutes.
The whole episode.
Is,
I know.
I was going to say, this has not been, I just realized it's like what time it was. And I was like,
I know.
This is a lot longer. But hit us with some questions.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So this is from Kim. She said, hi, bestie. Kiss, marry, kill.
Okay.
Blaine Anderson. Britney Spears and Kurt Hummel.
Oh, that's a good one. I would kill Kurt. I would.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to have the same answer.
And then I think I would kiss Britney because I think I find it very frustrating living with someone that incompetent day to day.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I would marry Blaine and we would just be like, like an olden day marriage of convenience, and then both have like our same sex, like side chicks, but then also enjoy going to place together, and he would cook me nice meals.
To be fair, that makes sense. I was gonna say I would kill Kurt just because I find him super annoying. And do you know also, Ellie, whenever I say how annoying I find Kurt, people literally attack me. They're like, Kurt is the best character. Like, what are you on about? And I just find that mind blowing because we used to watch it like, Kurt is becoming insufferable. Like, everything that annoying. He would do, we would be like, shut up, Kurt. But some people love him.
No, it's the it's fact. I know mental. It's awful. You shouldn't judge a book by its cover and not judge appearances. But the fact that he sings and his top lip scoops over his teeth and under. That's too much for me.
It is. It's far too much. It really is far
it's
too much.
Too much.
So I would, do you know what? No, I'd kiss Blaine, I'd kill Kurt, and I'd marry Brittany just because I feel like it'd be super fun. And I feel like now that I'm going off Darren Criss. I don't really like Darren Criss, so I'm just going off that. Okay. Go. Now, someone said, hey, Max, loving the podcast. Just, oh, this is from Abby, by the way. Just wondered if you've rewatched all of Glee recently. I've just finished binging it all, but it was so sad. I know I can't, but it was so sad on so many occasions now that three of the main cast members have died. Most recently, obviously, Naya. She was such a great LGBT icon on the show. How have you felt about it all? Are you still crushed? And how sad is it that three of the leads have passed? Big love, Abby Hall. So, like, what are your thoughts? Because I recently tried to rewatch Glee, and well, to be fair, it was like before Christmas, so it was fairly like more recently after like Naya Rivera's passing. But I genuinely couldn't do it. I was just like, it's depressing seeing somebody so full of so much talent and just knowing that they're dead.
Yeah, I am. So I remember when Corey Monteith died. I was definitely in a McDonald's. And I was definitely still drunk. So it was either the morning after a big night or late. It's like, do you know what I mean? Like before bed.
Yeah.
One of the two. And I remember, and it was on Twitter, and it was like, this is like the early days of Twitter as well. And I remember, and I was having just cheese on bread, vegetarian classic, I'd call it. And when I saw it, I was like, I can't explain how crushed I was because at that point was obsessed, but also lived in this little, like, they were in this little like bubble that I thought they were all younger than they were, and that they were all just like, they must love being on Glee because it's like the happiest thing, they must have the happiest lives. And I think that was my first like proper realization about how celebrity isn't what normal people think it is. And I struggled to watch it after Corey because I was just like, oh, like it's so sad. And then with Blooming Puck and the paedophilia side of it, that I found really difficult because all of the scenes when he's
so sexual
arms and stuff, such a sexual character, it genuinely like shook, like it made me feel a little bit sick like watching it. And it was, but then I've not actually been able to properly rewatch it after Naya Rivera because I just, like, for me, the age and stuff, like, I knew I was gay when I was 17, I started watching it, but nobody else did, and it was genuinely like a massive thing for me to see a relatable feminine gay character. And I know that a lot of people, especially a lot of like lesbians, don't necessarily like femme lesbians in the spotlight because a lot of TV shows, it's just easier to have, like, for them it's like, let's have a femme lesbian so we can, like, sneak it in rather than like a super buffed one. But for me, my personal like paranoia and journey of like dealing with it was that I still very much was like wanted to be in tune with like my femininity, and like, I never wore like trousers, I always wore like skirts and like cute dresses and stuff. And for me, having like a strong like femme, like popular like gay woman on TV was like a massive thing. So, like, that for me growing up, she was like a huge character for me, and then for her to die in such a tragic way, like the other guys died and it was awful, but also like self-inflicted, which
but it's so true though, like
hers was just
like the worst thing that you could possibly think of. I know, like it is literally like the worst, and if there was one person genuinely in the world that I would not want that to happen to, it was her. Like, and I'm being that, obviously, like, other than, like, family, but I mean, like, celebrities and stuff.
I'd like to think that. My head isn't cute, you know.
Yeah, but, like, as far as, like, celebrities and stuff, like, I remember I used to always think, like, I just love her so much, her character. And it's kind of similar to what you said, like, I saw my personality a lot in her. Well, I don't know whether I did or whether I've just, like, based my personality a lot on her. Because remember, like, I was really young watching... I was, like, really young watching Glee. So it finished when I was, like, 14, 15. It's, like, that's, like...
No, you must have been older than that, surely. No,
because it only went on for 5 years. Because the last season was, like, cut really short. So I started watching it when I was 10. So I would have been about 15, maybe 16. But, yeah, just, like, crazy times. Crazy times. And I completely agree. Like, I find it... Now, like I didn't, like you say, when Corey died, you'd certainly noticed it in the show, but we still carried on watching it. And then,
yeah, I guess he addressed it in the show as well. So it was a part of the show because it was addressed. So it's easier to digest.
Naya Rivera, like, I would struggle.
Oh, yeah, like I can't. The episode about Corey dying when they acknowledged Finn's death, like, oh, yeah, that was just too much for me. Like, I remember watching that. That and the shooting, the school shooting episode.
Oh my god!
Like, oh, we've not even spoken about that one. There's just so many. This for me.
There is. I know. Like, we keep just uncovering more and more because fucking watch it.
Just do a Glee one,
please. Honestly, and like, I cannot stress enough. Anybody at home, you need to listen to Glee. I mean, like, watch Glee. You really do. Oh right. Okay. We've now got
a Abby. Get back to it. Push through.
Get back to it and push through. Now a question from Lucy. Hi Max, rank these questionable Glee songs. Number one, The Fox. Number two, Baby Got Back. Number three, Let's Have a Kiki / Turkey Lurkey Time.
Not Turkey, no.
I forgot about that one. Do you remember Baby Got Back? Do you remember that? Because it's on like season 4 or 5 and they do an acoustic version of Baby Got Back. It's so bad. It's like, I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers. So bad.
Yeah,
I would say
terrible.
I would say first, if we're ranking it from like worst to like, yeah, I think they're just so bad. I'd say the worst is probably The Fox. Like, What Does The Fox Say? I think that's just generally really bad. And then Let's Have a... I don't know, because I used to jam to Let's Have a Kiki, I'm not going to lie.
I used to love it, but also...
The Turkey Lurkey bit think just kills it.
The cultural, how much it shit on gay culture by mixing the song Let's Have a Kiki with whatever this turkey situation is.
Yeah, so
that
weird.
That was sacrilege.
It really was. It was just not very good at all, but I mean...
Bullshit. It's like trying to compare Hitler and Bin Laden at this point.
Yeah, it really is.
All terrible. All the worst of the worst.
Okay, and then last question. It is from Shannon. She says, Hi, Max. No, not Shannon Beast. Hi, Max. What is the main takeaway that you took from when you used to watch Glee as it was airing? She said, for me, it's the losers can be winners and that everybody should be themselves. What about you? Like, are we talking like, so we're talking like actual, like a lesson, like an actual lesson that Glee taught you then?
I think maybe your personal takeaway rather than what the show wanted you to take away, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So I think for me, it was that, I don't know. Just that I think like no matter what you are or like anything, like you're always gonna find something that you can do, if you get what I mean. Like no matter like where you're from. And I also saw it a lot of like because I saw characters like Kurt go from being like heavily like bullied and like being a loser to like then going to New York and being like really popular. And it just like instilled in me, like if there were any moments where I was like, I fucking hate like being at school, I hate being in the small town, it really instilled in me the idea of like escaping and like getting out. And when I was going to Bristol, it was like my big like move and I can finally like do this, do that and everything. And turns out I'm really not that interesting and I didn't change that much. But it still like had that, I feel like that's what I got from Glee, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think mine's more like the different types of people exist, like, and that they can be seen on TV. Because again, I think it is like you've got to kind of remember like what was on at the time then. Like it's over like 10 years. It'll be 12, 13 years ago since it aired.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice.
It was to see such a big thing.
Types of people. Yeah, and have different people of different like genders, colours, like sexual orientation as leads on a TV show, but also with their own actual stories and their own like valid emotions, and showing that, like, I think as well from like, you know, being like from a gay point of view, seeing people be in relationships and but also just like being in unsuccessful relationships and having crushes on people and going through all the same shit that like your straight friends did. But at that time you couldn't talk about it, but you could watch, I could watch that and be like, it's real, it's not just me, like it is for others. And that was like a massive thing for me. So it's more just that there are different kinds of people exist and they're all valid. And actually, TV's way more fucking interesting when you put different groups of people on rather than
100%. You know,
just Finns and like,
yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, but yeah. It's just great. Just great.
It was just great. It really is like the biggest emotional roller coaster of a show of my life. Like, I think if I was locked like in a house and I was only ever allowed to watch one show for the rest of my life, I would pick Glee.
100%.
Because it would like, it would get me through and I could have like happy moments, sad moments, have songs constantly.
Confused. Like, I would love it.
Yeah, but I just love it. I just love it, and I couldn't think. It was such a lovely sibling bonding time for us, Ellie, and it really will go down as a monumental thing.
It will, and you know, like I said, it's 30. We love it enough. 13 years ago, it came out, and we're still fucking talking about it.
Yeah,
and like what 2 years ago as a joke, I bought you a Gleek bedspread, and that was still funny to us then.
I started TikTok. I only really started getting followers on TikTok because I was posting about Glee. I firstly started, if people don't know and you're listening, the first videos that I posted on TikTok were all about Glee. Like literally, and I did questionable moments in Glee because the show is fucked in so many ways. But like they were my main videos and I loved it. Like it was such a thrill. Yeah,
it was great. That's fun actually, but watch your TikTok. Don't give a shit.
I know,
boring. Bring back the Glee. Oh, this is great. This is better than a quick 10-minute sesh.
I know. I had a brilliant time. I love talking about Glee.
I'm genuinely, I think I'm gonna go back and watch it. I think
this has inspired me as well.
Mentioning the words Ken Tanaka has made me be like, and what is it, Harold? That I want, that's the Glee, that's the old school Glee that I need back in my life. Terry Schuster faking a pregnancy
and a sister with a
horrible ginger kids. That's what I'm signing up for.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ellie. I've genuinely had the best bloody time. And Glee will always be special to us. I can't wait to stage. Go on.
I was going to say, I really hope that you get the right music effects when editing this for it to be.
I know. I already sang it at the beginning. I said as well, I'm gonna organize, do you know when Kurt's dad gets married and they sing I think I wanna marry you, I'm gonna organize that for your wedding. So
oh my god,
and I'll prance down the aisle. Right, okay, then I'm gonna stop recording in a second, so we'll just say goodbye to everybody.
Love you, Ellie, thank you
very much for coming on. Bye. Hello everybody, I am Big Fat back. I just thought that I would pop on to say goodbye and round up this episode. Just what a fun time, like I said with Ellie. How lovely was the convo with Ellie. You can definitely tell that we're brother and sister. We literally have the same brain. But yeah, Glee, I've been wanting to make this episode for a while and I wanted to save it, like I said, just because I knew that it would just be such a fun episode and I love talking about Glee. I love Glee so much and I'm just so happy and love talking about it. And I cannot encourage you enough to watch the show. If you've made it this far and you've not watched the show, then like, what are you doing? Like, seriously, number one, how have you understood any of what we're talking about? I understand it's probably still a bit funny just to listen to us chat shit about something, but you seriously need to watch the show because it is phenomenal and it shaped my life. And like Ellie said, like it's helped her, like it helped shape her as a person as well, help her like find her identity, and like she felt represented, and like it's such a good show. Oh, please, everybody, go and watch it. Right, I'm off to bed now because I'm absolutely big fat shattered. But if I have any parting words, it's watch Glee, have a lovely time, laugh at how ridiculous it is, enjoy your life, be proud of who you are, and have a big, fat, jozzing, lovely life because you deserve it. Okay. So, everybody, as usual, I hope that you had a lovely, gleeful little bit of Balek Day. Ba-da-da-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Bum-bum-bum-bum. 1, 2, 3.